This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Shame on Russia! Shame on Russia!
Stop your genocide in Ukraine!
Hundreds of people gathered in Washington, D.C. on Saturday to protest the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. Ukrainians living in the United States were joined by people from across the globe in rejecting Moscow's aggression toward Ukraine. The ambassador of Ukraine to the United States, Oksana Marikova, noted that Ukraine on Friday marked the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
But we are not talking about that today. We are talking about 365 days of heroic, almost impossible fight. Ukrainians put defending our homes, loved ones, our independence, our dignity, our sovereignty, freedom and democracy.
Russian troops have destroyed Ukrainian cities, set a third of the population to flight, and left streets littered with corpses in towns that they occupied and lost. Moscow calls the war a special military operation and denies committing war crimes. On Friday, the United States pledged $2 billion in weaponry for Kyiv and new sanctions against Russia aimed at undermining Moscow's ability to wage war.
Сьогодні затверджено 10-й пакет.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday urged the European Union to keep increasing pressure on Moscow, even as the bloc adopted a 10th package of sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. In his nightly video address, Zelensky called on the EU to impose restrictions on Russia's nuclear industry, in addition to its latest sanctions, which target Russia's banking sector and its access to electronic components and specific rare earth materials. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, VOA.